Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very young and accomplished entrepreneur, a member of the YPO family from New Delhi, India, Mr. Shivam Singhi. Shivam, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Thank you. Shivam is the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Aushad, which is in the cannabis stroke alternative wellness space. So Shivam, let's start talking about Aushad. Tell me what got you interested, given the fact that you're from an industrialist family. What got you interested in Aushad, and what, you know, got you interested in cannabis and the alternative wellness space?
So it was a very interesting journey for me. So around 2019, I was sort of looking to, you know, sort of break out of my family business and start something on my own. And I was sort of trying to like find where my passion lies. I was interested in two main things. I was very interested in either going in the pet industry. I have a huge affinity and love towards animals. And then I wanted to explore the wellness industry. And the thing about cannabis was I was already exposed to CBD products in the US while I was studying there. And I used to have massive insomnia problem back in college. I used to sleep like maybe 2-3 hours a day. So CBD was introduced to me like over a decade ago. And it really helped me back then. And I was very interested in that product. So I suddenly saw that this huge rush, the green rush happening in the US that caught my eye. So I went to the US. I attended like a lot of conferences, kind of got like a crash course, you could say, about what's CBD, what's happening, why are people like so into it in the US. And within that experience, like, you know, I went to like maybe 5 to 6 different cities. I met a lot of people from the business side of it, the manufacturers, the suppliers, but I also met a lot of consumers, users. I would go to the stores and I would meet people who are buying these products. And the anecdotal experiences, the information available about the case studies that were happening around this, it just sort of inspired me like, wow, this is, you know, incredible what's happening in the US. And I was like, why is this not really, you know, taking place in India? And then I think around 2020, when there was a lockdown hit, while we were all at home, I had this lot of time in my hand to like, you know, research and figure out the legal landscape around India. And then I realized that there is a possibility to bring this to India. You know, there is definitely a growing demand in the country. I started researching about, you know, there's like almost 1 in 10 people suffer from insomnia every year in India, which is a huge population. You know, 1 in 5 people are going through either anxiety, stress-related issues, a massive amount of depression, especially in like city-dwelling folks. And I was like, you know, instead of like people just taking strong allopathic medicines for these things, there has to be some sort of alternative medicines available. And there was a huge gap in the market. There were maybe 1 or 2 companies that were trying to push this product, but they hadn't done a good job in raising the awareness.
Amazing. So tell me, you know, given the fact that, you know, one thing that you've spoken about is insomnia, but CBD has got many other uses. So for Absolutely. Our viewers and listeners, tell us, what are the other uses you are also now developing products for?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, CBD definitely has a very strong affinity towards like helping people with insomnia. But stress and anxiety is actually a huge component of like, you know, how CBD helps people. CBD is also really good for things like skin diseases, like eczema, dry and itchy skin. CBD also helps. I mean, there's in fact an FDA-approved drug which helps epilepsy and other nerve degenerative diseases. You know, we have patients coming from Parkinson's disease, fibromyalgia. You know, even people who are suffering from Alzheimer, ADHD, autism. There's a wide variety of people coming in for CBD. I get a lot of cancer patients coming in too, because people suffering from cancer, usually going through chemotherapy, suffer from, you know, not only the anxiety and depression, but also like chronic pain and medicines available in the market, these pain medications are way too strong for their livers and their kidneys to process. So they like shifting to CBD, which are completely natural, no side effects. So, you know, so we get a lot of different kinds of people using CBD right nowadays.
Amazing. And Shivam, you know, you also say that we strive to bridge the gap between traditional Indian medicine and modern wellness practice. Help me understand this.
So, you know, we're very lucky in India. Cannabis is not new to the Indian, you know, palate. Cannabis has been a huge part of the Ayurvedic sciences for thousands of years. In fact, it's like the top five revered plants within the Ayurveda practices. Sadly, we lost that over the last three or four decades. Now, since it's coming back, we know that there is a lot of modern science that has like caught up to the sciences of you know, Ayurveda and the cannabis itself. As a company, what we've done is we've taken some old traditional, you could say, formulations, and then sort of combined it with the new formats. Like CBD tinctures is a very Western format. Capsules, again, very Western format, but we're bringing in the traditional sort of formulations. And we also allowed full spectrum products in India via the route of Ayurveda, which is not very popular in the US and Europe right now, because they're trying to like cut down the THC component of it, which is actually quite sad, because THC, it's only looked at as a psychoactive substance in cannabis, but it actually has extremely high therapeutic value as well. And in India, because of the Ayurveda route, THC is allowed in our product. And together, when all the cannabinoids are working together, it creates some sort of an entourage effect, which sort of increases the level of efficacy in all our products. We also took a lot of these modern practices of, you know, in the US, they usually have certificate of analysis, listing out, you know, lab tests and making it transparent for the consumers on their website. Right. So we've sort of adapted a lot of these Western practices and combined them with the Indian knowledge that we already had from Ayurveda.
Well said. And Shivam, the other question that I have, and I've spoken to a few other people on cannabis as well, there is a lot of debate on the so-called medical use of cannabis around the world. So my question is, what are the advantages of using cannabis and how can one prevent misuse?
So, I mean, the advantages are numerous. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, there are a lot of people who are seeking out this product because the alternative is very strong pharmaceutical drugs. You know, if you take a little sort of history lesson of why cannabis sort of resurged in the US, is because US was going through a massive opioid crisis in the early 2000s. And, you know, mostly because doctors were prescribing pain medication and depression medication and, you know, anxiety pills, which were based on opium, and they were extremely strong and addictive and had awful side effects. And cannabis as a natural supplement sort of, you know, bypasses all of these side effects and still gives relief to all these people. So obviously, you know, there's a lot of good that cannabis is doing, and it's being openly accepted all around the world. When it comes to the misuse of it, I think the best way that we have found is to make sure that, you know, as a prescription product, we have well-educated doctors who know how to prescribe the product well, who are able to sort of talk to the the patients in a way where they are able to educate the patients about how to use them, the frequency, the dosage. We also help our customers understand that, you know, taking any sort of supplement, usually your body builds a tolerance towards it. So we recommend our customers to, you know, take a 3-day holiday every 3 weeks or so to sort of lower back your tolerance to this. At the end of the day, I think the consumers themselves, if the more educated they are, the more empowered they will be in using this product.
Right. Well said. The other thing that I was often wondered is that, you know, for a product like CBD, how do you go about building a brand, and what are some of the challenges you face?
There are a lot of challenges when you're building a cannabis brand, especially in a country like India. No, I mean, the biggest challenge obviously is education, awareness. There's very little awareness. There's little awareness about what the product is, how it can help them, whether it's legal or not. I mean, the debate around CBD has been there for the last few years in the media, because I think from the Sushant Singh case, people have been questioning what the legality around it. People have been questioning the legitimacy around it. So there are definitely a lot of challenges, but we realize that building a brand requires time, especially in a space which has so much stigma attached to it. So we went in initially with the idea that we are going to first get initial users who are already aware and open to using CBD. So we targeted tier one cities. We targeted the educated classes. Started to get the word of mouth going. Obviously, we've used extremely, like the all the available social platforms, like Facebook, Google, Instagram. We made sure that our brand sort of image, our messaging was clear and coherent for people to understand what we are. We are primarily a wellness focused company, and the products that we are offering, the services that we are offering via our doctors, is enough for people to start understanding what the product is and start using them.
Well said. You know, I should have asked you a question right in the beginning, but I'll ask you now. What does Aushad mean?
Aushad actually comes from
Aushadi, is it?
Aushadi, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, the
Very
medicine.
nice. Very nice play with the words, and you managed to copyright the name, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well said. Well done. Well done. My next question is that, you know, from whatever little I know of cannabis in our country, every state seems to have a separate law. How are you as an entrepreneur managing the challenges of multiple legal systems across our whole country?
So this is a misconception, actually. The state and central laws in the US are actually very diversified. When it comes to India, we get a license from the Ayush Ministry, which is a central and a state body. So when it comes to India, the cannabis cultivation ends up being in the State Department. So we have certain states that are allowing cannabis cultivation. We have Uttarakhand, we have Himachal, we have Odisha, we have Arunachal, UP. So more states are sort of opening up. But when it comes to making medicines and selling them across the country, it all comes under the purview of Ayush. So once we have that license, we are legally selling it all over the country. We've got pretty much sold, I think, over in 26, 27 states now.
Amazing. Well done. Well done. My next question is that what steps does Aushad take to ensure quality and safety of the products?
Yeah, so this was also initially a little bit of a challenge because, I mean, we had to first find the right kind of manufacturers available to us. And 2 years ago when we started, there were not a lot of options. We got very lucky. We managed to tie up with one of the manufacturers. They were the biggest cannabis manufacturers in India, like a legacy company for over 30, 35 years. And they were not picking up any clients, but somehow we bonded and we started working with them. And we all the knowledge that I'd learned from the US, I sort of like brought that back here, set up the right SOPs. We also made sure that we had third party lab testing, which was not really usually a practice in India, nutraceuticals or alternative meds. We made sure that our products are going to reputed labs in the US and the Europe, and made sure that we were getting these certificate of analysis, putting them on our website, creating a very transparent look for our consumers to see. So this is how we've like sort of continuously maintained quality, and we keep working with other companies around us to make sure that we are up to date with what are the quality assurances that is required.
And also tell me, Shivam, one is you've got the CBD oil. What are some of the other kind of products that you have that you're offering the consumer?
Obviously our flagship products are our CBD oils, but we've introduced a lot of products over the last 2 years. We are selling capsules. We are selling a lot of topicals like pain relief balms, some pain relief muscle relief gels, arthritis oils, migraine oils, menstrual pain oils, some massage oils. So we keep coming up with new products, and that's something that's very exciting to me. Like the latest product that we came up with earlier this year was we created these capsules with cannabis and this really awesome mushroom called cordyceps. And it's a unique one, unique product. I don't think anyone else in the country, or I think even in the world, not many companies have worked this product out. And so we keep coming out with new products. We're working on a couple of new products right now as well in development, which takes a little time. But the one of the cool things about working in this space is that since it's new, we have a lot of openness to like try new things and try new formats and products.
Correct. And where are all your products available?
We are mostly selling on our own website on Aushad.com.
Okay.
We also work with a lot of cannabis-centric marketplaces. We are dispensing out of a few doctors that we have affiliated with, and a couple of chemists that we are affiliated with. But yeah, I think predominantly we are selling it over our website.
Amazing. And how is the pricing?
So pricing, if you'd say it in the Indian market terms, we are definitely an expensive product. But if you compare it to our competitors, we are probably one of the most competitively priced product in the market. And we did that for a reason, because we want CBD to be more attainable and not, I mean, obviously it is going to be an aspirational product for majority of the country, but we do want it to be easily accessible to most people, especially people who need it, because we have a lot of older patients coming in, pension patients who want to use the product regularly, and it can be a little bit heavy on their pocket. So we've tried to price it as fairly as possible.
Amazing. And is cannabis addictive?
Cannabis itself is not addictive. And especially CBD products are not addictive. There are no studies that show that. The problem is that obviously if you start building tolerance to it, and sometimes you can get addicted to a lifestyle around cannabis, but the product itself is completely safe to use for long term.
Okay. So I have time for two or three more questions. My next question, Shivam, is that given the fact that you are so, cannabis is such a major agricultural product, what initiatives are you as a company taking towards sustainability and environmental consciousness?
So, I mean, as you tried to mention, cannabis itself is an extremely sustainable, environmentally, progressive crop. It uses very little water, pesticides. It can grow anywhere. It's called weed for a reason. So, I mean, there's definitely the sustainable raw material itself. But as a company, we're very conscious about, we don't use any plastic in our products. We use glass bottles for everything, even for our capsules. We try and have as little packaging material as possible. We have snug packaging. We are obviously, I mean, as a startup, there are certain constraints. But as we are growing, as we get more resources to sort of get towards more sustainability, that's a huge part for, like, I mean, I'm a millennial. My generation is very much ecologically conscious, and the generation below me is even more so. And for all the good reasons. So we are definitely very, very aligned in that aspect of
Well
running
said.
our business.
Great response. Well said. My next question is that given the way the entire cannabis industry seems to be growing, how do you, if you look at your crystal ball, how do you see Aushad position itself in the long term?
So there are a couple of things. We obviously want to be at the forefront of the industry when it comes to, giving the best, highest quality products, and keep coming up with new products, new formats to sort of, lead the way, and things that not only for India but also around the world. Like some of the products that we are working on are not available anywhere in the world, and with our formulators, we are creating some really, really cool, interesting things. But beyond that, I think one of the big aspiration is is research and development. And I think India has always lagged when it comes to R&D, especially in these kind of products. So as India, the Indian government is opening up, states like Himachal and Jammu, they are opening up with laws that will help us not only cultivate, but have R&D licenses for this. And, cannabis has two different parts, plants. There's sativa and indica. Indica actually comes from the Indian genes, which are sort of now spread around the world. And there's so many therapeutic advantages to this indica plant. And there's not a lot of research done with the indigenous plants of India. And they're said to have extremely high efficacy when it comes to, say, perhaps cancer treatments, fibromyalgia, all of these other nerve degenerative diseases. And we would love to get into R&D and, create extremely ailment focused products. Mm. And that I feel is the way the future for the entire industry is as well.
Really good luck. And my last question, Shivam, and this is now away from Aushad, but back to Shivam as an entrepreneur. For a lot of our viewers and listeners, and we've got a very large number of young people who listen to our conversations. What would you say are three lessons you have learned as an entrepreneur?
For any young entrepreneur, something that is absolutely vital is patience and perseverance. I think that's especially in an industry like this. I think people tend to compare yourselves with other people, other industries, other companies, and I don't think that's particularly a good thing to do. I think you can learn from everyone around you, but then you have to sort of put your head down, do the work, and be patient, because good things take time. Mm-hmm. Second thing is, I think as a D2C brand, one thing I've learned is to be very consumer centric. You have to listen to your customers. You have to, especially in a wellness and a health space, you have to be very sensitive to their needs. I personally have spoken to almost 2,000 people over the last 2 years. Wow. My own customers, to like understand what they need. We have tweaked products, we've tweaked our services, we've added services, just to make sure that we are always making sure that the customer, the patient, is getting what they need. And I think that's extremely important. Another thing that I think that has helped me personally is reading a lot of books. Definitely in my generation, we tend to be more deviated towards audiovisual content. And I think that's great. I mean, listen to the podcasts, watch the videos. Those are great way of learning and, fast learning. But when you're reading a book, there's a deliberate slow knowledge gain, and which allows your brain to actually process a little bit of information over a long period of time. And I think that really helps, because sometimes the most obvious things click when you're reading.
Well said.
And that's
well said.
Something that has helped me
and
a lot.
On that note, Shivam, and your three wonderful lessons: have patience and be perseverant, be consumer-centric, and third you said was read a lot. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your journey with Aushad. Or it should maybe Aushad is probably the right pronunciation. Thank you for talking to me about so many different aspects of CBD and cannabis. Thank you also for talking to me about what goes into building a brand. Thank you again and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.